Right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Doc Who Pod. I'm Josh. With me, as always, is my co-host JP.
Hello there.
And co-co-host Bradley Fuller.
Evening.
So today we are looking at probably the largest anticipated two-parter in all of Doctor Who history. It's Stephen Moffat's first two-parter as showrunner. Weeping Angels are coming back. Yeah, I think this was quite...
I think you've massively hyped it up, though.
No, I think if you look back at it historically, this is like the one that Stephen Moffat's going to make his mark on. He's done a few mediocre stories as showrunner, but, you know, the Gas Mask one, that was a two-parter, Stephen Moffat.
So you think people were more excited for this than they were for David Tennant's finale?
That, as a standard story two-parter, not for naught, right? Anyway, in a sentence...
Ah, shit. You go first this time. Actually, yeah, you go first this time. It gives me some time to think about it.
Second half, better than the first half.
You kind of took the words out of my mouth there.
Bradley, do you want to intervene?
Yeah, go on. I'll go for still overcomplicated, but still an okay episode.
Okay. JP?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I understood it better the second time I watched it. Take notes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Right. Before we delve into that, then, shall we jump on over to Who News?
Yeah.
Take it away, Anchor Bradley.
So there's not a lot of stuff that I've seen. The only thing I've seen this week that Doctor Who sort of spoke about, and I don't know if you've seen it just because you're not in the UK, but there's some sort of competition going on at the moment.
I have entered on your behalf, you'll be happy to know, boys.
Oh, have you? Because I was going to do that and I haven't done it yet. So thank you.
I was hoping none of you would know. I would win and then I could go, happy Christmas, boys. You go to the cinema to see Doctor Who.
Is this the competition to watch it early?
And in the cinema. I think they rent out a cinema for you and 30 people. Not that
we don't have
30
friends. Who are we going to invite to this?
We'll do a listeners competition. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
There we go. There we go. There's a PR stunt if we win it.
You know what, right? I'm really, really upset. I was so happy this week because I clocked that. I was like, oh yeah, this is it. Nobody else is gonna see that. Both you fuckers have seen it.
And we were all hoping nobody else would have seen it. So yeah, we might as well all enter.
I've not applied now. Oh, not yet. Okay. I'll do it now.
Might as well do it. Yeah. Brad, make sure you do it as well.
Yeah, I will. But yeah, that was about it, really. I don't think there's any other news going on at the moment.
Well, I was going to. Would you be happy to see a Christmas special? We've had this previous discussion where Christmas specials are special because you're sitting around with a family, it's Christmas Day, you're full up of Christmas specials. Would you be happy to see a Christmas special early? I mean, it's in the cinema, which is going to be really cool. Doctor in the cinema, that sounds quite cool. But then you're taking away that Christmas feel from it. I think I would,
but I know what you mean. I agree with what you're saying. I do like sitting down on Christmas Day with the family and watching it. And it would probably feel a bit weird doing that and already have seen it. So, yeah, I don't know.
I would in a heartbeat. I think Christmas specials tend to be pretty shitter anyway, so I'm not that fussed about it.
Yeah, the episodes themselves aren't that great usually, but it's just still a nice tradition, isn't it?
Also, like in a world where social media is so rife and people, you know, give their reviews and shit on it straight away, it would be nice to get in early, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true. We could do like a spoiler-free review.
There'll probably be a pressing... We need to look into this. There is a way of actually doing this. I keep on meaning to do it. But there'll be like a press embargo until a certain time. I'd love to be caught up in all of that. Like, how mad would that be?
Yeah, it would be good.
Anything else for Who News, lads?
No, that was it.
Nothing I've seen. What about you guys?
I do. So, Harry Potter series is coming out. Anybody seen this?
Already?
Well, it's in production. So there's like, Cillian Murphy has just been pushed for... Well, this is where I'm going, Bradley Fuller. They're suggesting Cillian Murphy as Voldemort. I think that could
These are all just rumours, though. Nothing's confirmed.
Well, let me tell you one very interesting rumor. A Doctor Who actor has been rumored to be cast as a Harry Potter character. Any idea who fits what
What
role?
character?
No, guess.
David Tennant as his character.
He's already been in Harry Potter.
Christopher
Oh.
Eccleston as Snape.
Oh, that would be good, you know.
Yeah. Chuck
Matt
a wig on
Smith
him.
as Matt Smith as Harry Potter.
Too old, man. They're booking an 11-year-old.
Don't know when it's set. When's it set?
What do you
Oh,
mean?
Peter Capaldi as Dumbledore, surely.
Peter Capaldi
Is it
as
really? No,
Dumbledore.
he's not.
Yeah, that's the big rumor
No.
going around at the moment.
That won't happen anyway. He's not a good enough actor to
I'll get fucked. He's the perfect
that.
actor to go in a B-tech Harry Potter version.
Oh, dear.
How
No,
mad would
can't
that
do
be?
it.
Come on.
I don't think he fits that role.
I think he fits
No,
book
he is Scottish, and
Dumbledore.
isn't Hogwarts basically meant to be in Scotland or something?
Yeah, it's McDumbledore.
McDumbledore.
I think that's pretty good. In the books, Dumbledore is a lot less cuddly than Michael Gambon's portrayal is. He's a bit more cantankerous and a bit more sort of abrasive. So I think that fits. I think that fits.
Fair play. We'll see.
I
We'll
have
see. I
some
mean, still
more
nothing
Peter
is
Capaldi
confirmed and
news. Yeah,
nothing's going on with that.
nothing's confirmed,
Oh, this
but
isn't
nothing's
the
confirmed.
fucking Peter Capaldi news show. This is
It's
Doctor
not
Who
my fault.
news.
He's the only one doing things at the
Oh.
moment.
So David Tennant's doing stuff.
Go on, what's he doing? What's the David Tennant
Well, I don't
news
know.
then?
He's got podcasts. He's got shows
He
going
doesn't have a
on.
podcast. What are you talking
He
about?
used to with Michael Sheen.
Actually, saying that, this is a bit upsetting. Fern Cotton, this is technically Who News as well. Fern Cotton
Fucking
does a,
Cotton.
yeah, she does a podcast called Happy Place, and David Tennant was on it this week.
Was he?
Yeah, they've talked
Oh, do you remember
about
David Tennant
getting
did that
stage fright.
podcast, to be fair? I'm glad he didn't carry on with that.
What? But I don't remember a David Tennant podcast.
Yeah. He got like Jodie Whittaker on it. I think he had Whoopi Goldberg on it at one
Oh,
point.
vaguely, actually, yeah.
Remember?
Vaguely, vaguely, vaguely. Oh, I've also seen
Olivia
him and
Colman.
Jodie Whittaker were doing autographs and stuff. I think have they got like a big finish or something coming out?
Don't know, have they? Well, I'm
Yeah,
just looking here.
someone gave him
Yeah,
a
see.
photo of old young David Tennant to sign, and him and Jodie Whittaker look at it and start laughing. So they're doing something together at the moment.
All
Yeah, so I'm
right.
looking through it. He's doing Macbeth at the
Oh
moment.
yeah, Macbeth he's doing.
And
He's always doing a Macbeth.
he has got an 80s
I'd love to see that,
drama,
to be fair.
which is apparently a soapy shagger. But it's called Rivals. It's David Tennant's new 80s drama.
Oh, well, that'll be why they talk about 80s nostalgia on Fern Cotton's podcast. So there
Yeah.
you go.
To reunite with Doctor Who star and Rivals, it was heaven.
There you go. And
Oh, man.
last bit of Peter Capaldi news in our Peter Capaldi news section. The trailer for the Stephen Moffat produced Peter Capaldi starring show Devil's Hour season 2 has just released. That comes out on the 18th of October. It's on Amazon Prime. I genuinely would recommend you watching it. It has a fucking mad twist at the end of season 1.
Interesting.
It's a bit slow.
Thanks for that.
He's a serial killer, but a good twist at the end. Recommend it.
Nice.
But I think that's about it, unless anybody's got anything else to add.
No, shit.
Right, let's crack on with what's going to be a mega review of a two-parter then. So,
Ooh.
JP, you said you understood it more the second
Yeah.
time. What was perplexing you the first time round? We're doing
I, yeah.
Time of the Angels and Flesh and Stone, by the way.
Couldn't have even told you the name of the titles, to be fair, until you just said them.
No, it took me, I had to think about it. It's only because I've got them written down.
Yeah, so it goes right down from the start. I don't know if I wasn't watching it properly the first time I watched it, but it just at the start, it didn't quite plug together that he was watching her on a security camera and all that stuff. But it was the thing at the end of Flesh and Stone with the giant crack with the weeping angels and the three soldiers, four soldiers that walk into the
Yeah.
crack. And then why they couldn't remember, and then it just clicked. They were saying about you get erased. That's why they didn't remember. It wasn't that she couldn't see that, because the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, maybe she still remembers because she's not looking at the crack. But it's not. It's because she's traveled through time, so she's like kind of immune to it. And the reason that
Yes.
the other soldier didn't remember is because they walked into the crack and they didn't get remembered, which kind of made me hate the end.
Made you hate the end.
Yeah. Because now the Weeping Angels no longer exist. Nobody remembers them or anything.
That bunch of weeping angels.
I just thought it was Weeping Angels in general.
No, it's like there's more weeping angels out there. It's only the individual that gets sucked into the crack gets forgotten. So,
Oh,
like,
okay.
those
Apparently, she uses
soldiers.
it because of the Dalek thing. She doesn't remember the Daleks.
No, you're remembering it slightly wrong.
Okay,
The
probably.
tardi
She did.
the Daleks haven't been sucked into the crack.
But she doesn't remember them.
Yeah, but there's a different reason for that.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. And so,
I
but
forgot
you're
that.
so yeah, and in so it's like those soldiers went missing. That didn't mean the whole of the human race got erased. You know what I mean? It was that individual soldier went missing, or
Oh,
got erased. Yeah. So, so I think it's fine. It is a bit complex, and this first episode, this first part, fuck me, is it boring? Nothing happens in it.
yeah, not a lot really. It's just a cliffhanger, isn't it? It's all
Just on a
waiting for that.
cliffhanger. Okay, so let's if we start off with Dr. Amy running through the museum, and the doctor says, "Oh, it's a way of keeping score," which I get is a funny line, but it also, what do you mean keeping score? You're not putting things in these museums. This isn't like, I didn't get it. Do you know what? Like, it's clever for the sake of being clever. We got mention of not really an Easter egg, but a foreshadowing thing in that museum. Did you catch it, Brad?
I mean, yeah, I think I remember something coming up, but
The
was it to relate to the
final
60th?
resting place of the headless monks.
Oh yeah, there's that. Yep. Isn't there one also a mention of something that happens in the 60th at some point?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there is. I have to message
I missed
you.
that.
Yeah. While he's
And then,
messaging it, oh go on.
yes, go on. No, no, go,
I was
go,
gonna
go.
say, I did
50th or
actually
50th,
did.
I mean.
This is probably the first two episodes that I've actually found Matt Smith's Doctor quite funny.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but like, it just there wasn't really a lot in this first episode, but like in the episode one of two. But when he's just going through the museum, just shouting wrong at just a bunch of artifacts, I don't know. It
Yeah.
just did make me kind of chuckle a little bit. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, I kind of see it, but
I think he's definitely come into his own,
boringness as well.
certainly by the next episode. I'm pr like, how are you thinking? How are you feeling as him as a doctor?
I'm warming up to him. I'm still not 100% sold. He's very. It's kind of almost like the reasons I didn't like Donna. He's very chaotic, very loud, but he's growing on me. He is growing on me.
Oh, glad to hear. So they're in the museum. He finds the message written in Gallifreyan that says, "Hello, sweetie." Everybody cheered because it's the return of River Song. I think that intro with her on the ship is the cringiest shit I've ever seen.
Oh God,
Jack, you're not convinced it was her, was you? You didn't recognize her.
no, I didn't recognize her. Well, in the trailer, I didn't recognize her.
What, did you
I'll
recognize
give
her
you
in
that.
this? Yeah. She does
Ah.
look different,
No,
kind of, but not for the reasons you said, Jack.
I genuinely, I thought when we watched in the what's it called, Silence of the Library, whatever it is,
Yeah.
yeah, I genuinely thought she was black.
What?
I thought the actress that was playing her was black. I don't know what it was. And then when I saw her in the trailer, Brad was like, oh, yeah, you recognize that person. I'm like, no fucking clue, mate. Like, well, he's like, come on, you must recognize her. Rewinds it back. And I'm like, no. And he goes, it's River Song. I'm like, fuck off. She was black. What are you on
What are you
about?
talking about?
Seriously, I swear down, I was convinced that she was playing, like, the actress was a black lady. Convinced of it.
You okay?
No, I don't know.
That's mental.
Genuinely,
Must have been wearing
I'm not.
sunglasses
What
that
did you
day,
watch
I'm
it on?
sorry. I'm not sure if it was because of the helmet or like where it was just, but like I was just
Oh, it could have been
convinced
a
that she,
helmet.
But
Like
she's
I
not
was just,
wearing the helmet for the whole thing. Have you
I
only got
know.
a black and white telly? What's happening here?
Yeah, I don't know. No, it was, yeah, it was, but I didn't recognize it in the trailer. But of course, now I know it's River Song, and you know, we can all move on from my shit eyes. But,
Jesus.
yeah, I need to go opticians, man. But that's by the point. yeah, no, it's, yeah, it was a bit the whole gun thing where the gun shoots the door and then it's a welding thing, and then the, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all a bit, yeah, it's all, like wannabe James Bond sort of nonsense. So she falls out of the spaceship into the TARDIS. Again, it's all a little bit cringy. They have their reunion. The Doctor is still quite hostile to River Song, which I think is a bit unfair given their last encounter. Don't you think?
Does he remember it though? Or does, sorry, does he remember it? Yeah, that's very rude of me. Does he remember her?
Yeah, of course he does. This is the next time he meets her.
Yeah.
She doesn't know about it, obviously, though, so she doesn't know what she's done or going to do.
No, exactly. Like the whole, so I'd forgotten that. So it was nice that I think he calls her professor at one point, and she's like, "Oh, I'm going to be a professor, am I?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, no,
Oh,
you
yeah.
haven't
Yeah.
had that experience yet, but the doctor has."
Mm.
She then flies and lands the TARDIS without the noise, and Matt Smith does his impression of the TARDIS, and it is shit.
No, I thought it was
It's
quite
funny
good,
though.
actually. I thought it was
It's
quite good.
funny, but that's like, how can you're the doctor? You know what the TARDIS sounds like better than anybody.
I thought it was pretty bang on.
He just does this weird whoo, whoo. That's not what are
It
you
probably is a bit
doing?
hard to actually make the sound, though.
You got it. You
Why,
made the
if
sound.
we were
But yeah,
not
you
being
make it. You
recorded,
make it.
I've perfected my TARDIS making sounds in the last
Go on
sort
then,
of
do it.
15 years. I'm not doing it whilst we're being
Do
recorded,
it.
but I can do
Why?
it.
Do it. Matt
Nah, there's
Smith
too
has
much
to do it.
pressure now.
Do it.
There's
Millions
too
of
much
people watch
pressure.
him.
This is getting cut out.
it.
They land. It's the crash of the Byzantium, which is obviously mentioned in Silence of the Library. And the Doctor Sonic's River, she calls for backup, and we get religious plurgies. What do we think of that not so subtle messaging?
Why were they in British Army Afghanistan camo? I didn't get that.
Because it's the most recognizable army costume at the time, presumably.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, no, it was just a bit weird that they were in desert camo. It's like, oh, okay, fair enough.
Why not?
You. Yeah, I don't know. I thought they probably got some grey thing, but yeah, no. So they made America a religion now.
Boy, just Earth, I took that as.
Yeah, but America's all about guns, isn't it? Isn't it? It's like in their constitution.
I think, it's a religion, so it's like, you have American and British Christians, it doesn't matter. And I think the point is that it's not geographical anymore. Yeah, let's not forget as well, the relocation of religious refugees is the cause of most wars. So I think it's a good, what's the word I'm looking for? Allegory, metaphor, symbolism. I like it. It's explored better in Boom, I think. But it's an interesting concept to drop here and then not really talk about again for a while.
Yeah, it was. You know, the other thing is as well. Maybe actually that's why it's crazy. But the doctor actually saluted them.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I don't know. It's
He
quite,
won't salute
you know.
UNIT, but he'll salute religious zealots. What do you think about the gun-wielding priests, Brad?
I find it a bit weird, to be fair. I don't know. I just don't really. I don't know. I don't see the point in them. What's the point of them being? Oh, that's going to sound really weird.
Go
I was going to say, what's the point of them being religious?
on. I know what you mean.
But
I do know what you mean. No,
what does it bring to the story?
it doesn't add anything other than being, a comment on society, a comment on religion, how religion is weaponized, and it's
Yeah, I
just
guess
messaging in your
yeah.
thing. It's not really that important, but I do like it. So then they obviously they have their. What feels like 4 hour fucking of screen time in there's a pod inside, but not quite inside the temple, and they watch the security recording of the angel when the doctor reads the book. And that is what I think is my biggest issue with this, is that they overcomplicate, as you said, Brad, everything to do with the weeping angels. The last time we saw them in Blink, there's four of them. They're on Earth. It's not a world-ending threat. They're just sending people back in time to feed on it. And they're just getting on with life, like, animals do in the fucking world. Whereas now, one of them is on a planet, and that's enough to destroy the entire 8 billion people that are upstairs, or 6 billion human colonists, whatever they're called. And I think that's the first thing that overcomplicates it. Then you've got the image of an angel is an angel. That's
I do
fucking
quite like that bit,
stupid.
though.
That,
No,
but
I
it
quite like
doesn't
that
make
bit.
any sense.
Well, it kind of does, because
I think I quite like the reveal of it, the fact when the doctor's like thinking through it, and then he finally gets to it, he's like, that is the image of an angel becomes an angel. I think I quite like that.
Yeah, because his
Okay.
energy transfer, like it makes sense. They've kind of like evolved. Because you think the last time we saw the angels was, what would that have been?
Blink.
2008, maybe? Like
Yeah,
in
I think
Doctor
that's
Who
about
time as well, 2008
seven.
or 2000, yeah, 2007, it would have been in Doctor Who time. Now we're however many thousands of years in the future, they've evolved.
Yeah, okay, I guess so. All right. All
So
right. So
like,
let's give them the image of an angel is an angel. What about don't look at them in the eyes?
yeah,
Well,
I
that
don't
was a
get that
bit of a
bit.
weird one. Like, because that then discounts my thing about it's all, and I know that you get like tiny electrical things going through your brain and everything like that, but I just the whole point in the pod with the TV and the electrics and all that, I'm like, okay, yeah, they're manipulating energy, they manipulate lights, they, all that stuff. But then actually, one of them embedded in her brain was a bit weird. Yeah, and they can manipulate that pod to the point where you can't even fucking, what's that heat gun thing called?
No, that was just the material it was made out of.
No, I think he was, no, I think that was, they had done that to the ship, to the pod.
Oh, really? I read it
Because,
just
like,
that
they
was like an.
introduced a deadlock when there was no deadlock. She tries to cut her way in, but they can't. But yeah, I thought that was all part of the angels.
The angels doing
Oh.
that, I guess, yeah.
I no, I thought the deadlock part and the, all that, the electrics part was the angel, but I thought it was the material the pod was made out of.
Okay, that's an interesting. No, because she says it's not even getting hot, so that it
Yeah,
has
as
to
in,
be mystical.
yeah, but like if you think about it, like an aeroplane, for example. I know. I tell you, the best thing is, you know what they make space shuttles out of when they come in, like in for re-entry. Have you ever seen like a video of the cubes and the material they're made out of?
No, I haven't, to be fair.
It is really cool. Like it absorbs, changes like material properties.
Okay, so it could be okay. Maybe it's something like that, but I still don't like it that you can't look them in the eyes. There's hundreds of them. That makes them instantly less interesting. They can talk over the radio by possessing the souls of the
Oh, I did
peoples
quite
who.
like Angel Bob, to be fair.
Ah,
That
I
was
guess they needed to give him a voice. That was the only reason I could think of they went down that way. They needed them to, and I did. Part of me thinks it worked, part of me thinks it didn't.
But the fear factor comes from them not having, like, the mystery of it. Do you know what I mean? The final thing I've got as an issue is you can, and this is skipping ahead a bit, but you can trick them into thinking you can see. That's
Yeah, that was weird.
nonsense. Come on.
No. Brent and I had this discussion the first time we watched this. The doctor says that they're scared of the crack, so they're not thinking about the crack. They're not thinking about Amy. They're just thinking about the crack. So they're not looking at someone's eyes. They're just like, oh shit, I've got to get out of it.
But I don't like their. I didn't like it. I thought the point of them is that they could feel when they're being looked at, or it's an involuntary thing. Like they physically cannot move when they're being looked at. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like I, it, it's a defense. It's not a choice. If they're looked at, they turn to stone. Because other like the angels, remember in Blink, they're defeated because they're constantly looking at each other.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that
Isn't
was
there
annoying.
also the point that the people who came before, I can't quite remember, again, it's confusing, but the people who came before the clerics were then the angels? Is that a thing? What's made up my head?
Yeah, no, because they're supposed to have two heads, the
That's it,
the
yeah.
race that was there before, but they've only got one head, so they're angels. But where did all of those
How do they
angels
become
come from?
angels?
Again,
And
not
also, that then
100%
ruins
sure.
the fan theory that about the angels, which I don't like.
Well, at least it
Well,
might not be a fan theory. It might actually be a spoiler.
it don't sound like it is at this point.
At this point, no. It's just
So it is or it isn't, though, you
overcomplicated, is
know?
what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Right. She gets out of. Oh, there's the whole winking instead of blinking thing is quite clever. I liked that, to be fair.
Yeah.
So she escapes. They start walking through the catacombs, which is just the most ridiculous thing in the world. The most annoying thing about this first episode, they put their flashlights on. Every time the flashlight whizzed past the screen, it made a weird sort of whoosh, whoosh noise. Did anybody else pick up on that?
No, I can't swear I did.
Took me right fucking out of it. I'll clip it and put it on the Instagram. But yeah, every time someone shines a torch through the camera, it's like they've got a lightsaber. Annoying. When did you guys?
I think,
Well, go on.
no, I was just going to say, I think I've actually thought of a way to defeat the angels.
Go on.
You know, in Pirates of the Caribbean, when Captain Jack closes his eyes and he's got eyes on his eyelids, surely that would work.
Well, it would, according to
Exactly.
this.
Just do that and you're sorted.
Right. When did you, both of you, to be fair, because Brad, presumably you'd forgot, pick up on the two heads thing?
Not until they said it. I didn't realize I forgot.
JP?
Yeah, to be honest, the first time didn't clock it at all. The second time when I rewatched it was taking notes. You actually hear him say
Yeah.
about there's a couple of lines before, and it is quite clever, I will say. There's a couple of lines before where where's my notes? She says, yeah, she says the Meta Man with two heads better than one. And then Amy says, oh, no, he says something about laws against self-marrying. And then
Yes,
Amy says, oh,
yeah.
that'd be a messy do. And I was just about like, as the second time, I was like, oh, that's quite clever, actually. Yeah, I get that. And then they literally put them in a room with loads of single head statues. And I'm like, yeah, that's quite clever.
Yeah, quite a Sherlocky sort of way of doing it. They then get completely surrounded by these statues, and there is no way, if you're completely surrounded, that you can look at every single statue in there. This is what I mean. There's too many, and it takes the
Yeah, I'd
mystery
agree
out of
with
it and
that.
the thing out of it. Also, Amy turning into an angel with her stupid stone hand that's not stone hand. Bullshit. Nonsense. Hate it.
Didn't get
Don't
that
like
either.
it.
That was That's a bit
Confusing.
odd. The only thing I
Yeah.
could get was that because the angel's in her brain, it's making her think that she's a weeping angel.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could kind of get that. And that's why the doctor's like, no, you just got to lie. And that's why he bites her, because then it goes to that kind of. It's her again, like it's her
But
nerve
why did he
being
even
like.
need to bite her? All he had to do was grab her hand and pull her up.
Because he bit her, I guess. I
I
don't
guess it's funny, it's quirky, isn't
know. Oh, silly. What's quite funny though?
it?
Sorry.
She gets her hand bitten. She's now not an angel for the time being. They run up to the top of the cliff face, surrounded by angels. What are they going to do? Oh my God, Doctor grabs the gun. What do we think of the cliffhanger, guys?
I was quite gassed. Imagine he just put the gun to his temple and just blew his brains out.
Fuck this, I'm out.
Good luck, lads.
Bradley, do you remember the controversy regarding this cliffhanger?
Not at all. What was the controversy?
It's Saturday night. This is obviously playing out as we saw it on the iPlayer. And then,
Yeah.
as the doctor is doing his big speech about you can never put me in a trap, blah, 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 a banner came up across the screen advertising the Graham Norton show for that night, with Graham Norton doing voiceover saying, and tune in tonight to have blah, blah, watch blah, blah, blah on the show and everything. So it like wiped
Really?
out the last 30 seconds of it. I think you can still find it on YouTube. Yeah. But they received
Oh,
loads of
that's interesting.
Ofcom complaints and everything, and it ruined it. And
Oh, what do you put? Well, who puts an Ofcom complaint in for that, for God's sake?
I
I
don't know
would. That's
specifically
fuming.
Ofcom complaints, but definitely BBC received complaints because of it. Which I just think
That's
is quite
quite
funny.
interesting.
Takes the wind out of your sails a little bit, doesn't it? My next two notes are One, the artificial gravity idea is actually quite clever. I like that if you jump and time it right, it would draw you to the ship. I thought that was pretty good. I also really, really love the countdown. When did you boys pick up on the countdown?
Oh, straight away, to be fair. Yeah,
Did
straight
you?
away. I think I remembered that one.
They put like straight away, as soon as she said 10, you were like, oh my gosh, she's going to start counting down.
Yeah, because then she said 9, and I was like,
Probably
oh,
10,
okay, yeah.
9, yeah.
Clever though, again,
Yeah,
quite Sherlocky.
it just that the whole bit with that corridor bit, like kind of where he jumps down and then just he's like kind of glued to the side of it. I was like, actually, that's quite cool. Like, it's quite a bit of a mind fuck, really, because you sit there, you're like, yeah, I guess he'd do
Oh
that, but
yeah, I know, like with the gravity messing around bit.
yeah, I quite like that.
It is wild, and I've only just thought of this, how many sets there are in this episode or in these two parts. You've got the beach, you've got inside the main cave, inside the catacombs, inside the spaceship now. We're about to go inside the forest. In like this is a
Is
big
that many? That's
two-parter.
like a handful.
I think it's more than you'd get, like if it's more set pieces than you'd get in a normal episode, I think.
Yeah, there's less filming locations,
Maybe.
more set locations.
Like if you think about next week's episode, it's just scenes in Venice. There's not like a memorable bit. Okay, you've got the throne room, but other than that, it's just little bits and bobs around Venice. Whereas this feels like chapters to a book almost, I suppose you'd sort of call it. I like the idea that the forest is an oxygen factory for a ship. I think that's very clever.
He is clever. Yeah, I like that. I thought it was quite good. The only thing that kind of ruined it was when they were like, oh, yes, we actually use computers to make trees. And I'm like,
Yes, agreed. When they pull open the roots and it's a fucking. There was no need for
yeah.
that.
Stuff was trees, man.
Yeah, just have them as trees. It does feel like a totally different episode when they're in that forest, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, like, because you get the bit before with the chair. Like, oh, I made it. It just suddenly just, I don't know, it felt a little bit more quick, like quicker pace than, there was a bit more story to it. Like, even the bit where they sit just before they go into the forest and you got Angel Bob that's explaining, and he's like, right, what have you done to Amy? What you just suddenly, it was just in that first 5 minutes of the second episode, it felt like you got more backstory
Than
than
the
the entire
entire
first
first
episode.
part.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it was really
exactly.
weird.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah, it really picks up in this part too. So let's talk about Amy then. Closing your eyes, he says, close your eyes because that's the equivalent of shutting off a screen so you can't see the angel in your head. Is it just me? But when I close my eyes, I vision like my inside visual works better, not worse, right? I can imagine. Is there, do you know what I'm trying to say?
You kind of almost try and visualize the room, or you see, you try, your
They're
brain
still
tries
not
to make
real, isn't it?
sense.
It's in your brain.
But yeah, because your eyes in theory are the input. So if you shut your eyelids, there is no actual input. The only thing that's being inputted is already inside your brain.
Right. Okay. That's so she's not downloading the angel anymore, then, in, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, exactly. The angel's just
Okay.
it's just going over and over in the loop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you for clarifying that. This leads on. And I've mentioned it a few times now to the Easter egg of this series that my mum ruined for me. Did
Oh, yeah.
either of you pick it up?
What with the cracks, by any chance, is
Well, there's one less than that.
it? Well, the only other
Can't
thing's
remember.
about the Dalek, really. That's the only thing I can think. Oh, and they've got the Pandorica or something like that she
Yeah,
says
so
right
we
at the
get a
end.
few mentions throughout. We get River in jail. Who did she kill? The headless monks, the Pandorica. But, and listen, I'm not spoiling anything here, so I'm going to explain it. When the Doctor and River leave Amy in the forest because she's going to slow them down, the Doctor's just lost his jacket because the Weeping Angel is holding on to it. He then runs back just to tell her something very quickly, and he's got his jacket on. And then it cuts back to the Doctor and River, and his jacket is off again. And my mum ruined that surprise for me and what it means in the future. I won't say any more than that until we get to the finale, but we come back to this moment for some reason.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I fucking
Yeah.
love that.
I thought it was quite sweet though. Like that whole thing where he's just like trying to comfort her, because they go from the bit, and it was quite, it's still part of the reason I do like Matt Smith as a doctor, and then I don't like Matt Smith as the doctor, because like the bit where she's dying and he's just like, oh my god, she's dying, and like River looks at him like, no, don't say that, and he's like, what do I achieve by telling her, oh, it's gonna, you're not dying, you don't achieve anything, right? And I do get that, but you know,
He's almost a bit
very.
autistic.
Yeah, kind
Yeah.
of no filter. Like between, you know, brain and mouth, it's just he says what he thinks, really.
Yeah.
Which I it goes on to my point, which I'm like, I put a note down that he's the first doctor to fully explain his plan out loud, just what he thinks he says.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, so he's walking through the whole process. He's like, he says like, oh, how would you stop breathing? Oh, you just, and how would you, and he just runs through the whole process just out loud.
I suppose, yeah. Did we not see that with Tennant?
Tennant was more kind of like, I'm doing this, doing that, and then, you know, kind of like, whereas Matt Smith, and like, it goes to the point of where he's just like, I'm going to do a thing. And like, River's like, what thing? And he's like, I don't know, I've not finished talking yet.
Yeah, it's Sherlock Holmes, isn't it? It's him. What does he call it? He's deducing.
Yeah, which I do like. I've got to say, there's some parts I didn't like, but there are other parts where he's deducing that I'm like, yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, no, it kind of works. It kind of works. Do you like the deducing thing, Brad?
Be honest, mate, can't remember it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So we obviously have the return of the crack. The two we've sort of touched on it. Two people. If you go into the crack, you're erased from time. Do you think we'll be seeing
Bad.
that again, JP?
Well, I'm assuming so, because the doctor said bad, very bad.
It would be mad if
Minutes
that
later
was
than
just a
every
dropped.
episode.
Yeah, if that was
Yeah.
just a dropped plot point now, that would be pretty mad.
Yeah.
I had totally forgot we actually see the angels move in this. And
Oh, that was quite creepy.
yeah, I didn't hate it at all, you know.
I've got to say, there's the angels in the first episode were kind of a bit shit,
Yeah,
really. And
agreed.
I know the whole point is they're ingesting energy from the ship, so they are getting stronger and more powerful and everything. So they are going to be a bit more aggressive, I think is the term. But like the whole bit with the corridor thing as well, where they're shooting down the corridor to light up the
Yeah.
corridor and they're just coming down. I'm like, that's quite cool. And then you got the bit where they're just kind of like, you know, they're turning the wheels and
That's
then they're
proper
there
horror
just,
film, that is, yeah.
yeah, and then they're just there in the room with the doctor. And then, like, you've got the bit where he grabs Father Octavian, was it? Octavius?
Oh yeah, breaks his neck, brutal.
Like, oh, the neck breaking as well. That is a hell of a fucking sound. I'd love to know where the BBC got that from.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're definitely amping up a bit, thank the Lord, in this episode. But the finale for me, with the gravity just failing at the perfect time and all the angels being sucked away, it's all just a bit too convenient, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's kind of like oh fuck, what was the season two finale called?
Oh yeah, Doomsday.
That's it, Doomsday.
Getting
Where
sucked into the
they're hanging on,
void.
yeah, they're hanging on vertically, and it's like, oh no, hang on, like, you know. What I'd
Still
love
think
to
there was a
know.
lot of callbacks as well on this. Like that was one we mentioned while we watched it, but I felt like this episode gave very like similar vibes to the library episode in terms of like the trees and stuff, and the angels talking through like the consciousness. That same
Yeah.
thing
Okay.
happened after people died in the library episode. I feel like it's just
Not
very
wrong.
copy and
Yeah,
paste,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
you know? And that was Moffat as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Listen, if we're talking copy
Oh.
and paste, I've got a whole note section for next week's episode. But
Really?
I do totally hear what you're saying now that you've pointed it out. They are two quite similar things. But yeah, they fall into the crack. These angels are erased from time. And happy endings on the beach. River's killed a man. Do you think that's going to be important, JP?
What I think's really important is we were left with them hanging above quite a severe drop. And then they're just on the beach. It's like, how did they get out of there?
Probably very awkwardly and over a lot of time. You don't need to see
Yeah.
that. That's
Yeah,
not
I don't
important.
know. I don't know. I'm yeah, kind of took my immersion away there, did. I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. Don't fucking, But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm sure we'll find out. But obviously, who did she kill? How did she get caught? All that stuff. And what's interesting as well, and what I do like about her character, is she's not like that prick from the fucking Easter special. Old Claudia, whatever her tits was. Where she's like, oh, doctor, let me go. Like, I want to, be a criminal on the run forever. Like, River's just like, yeah, I'd like, if I get my pardon, I get my pardon. If not, I'll do something else.
That was an odd way to throw shade on a person, but fair enough. I get what
Yeah,
you mean.
but like, it's a kind of, it's a testament
He's
to River's
accepted
character.
her
Like,
fate. Yeah, I suppose.
yeah, she's like there. She's like, right, how do I make it right? Rather than trying to run away from it, she wants to make amends, which. I feel like it's a bit obvious, but I feel like it could be the doctor. I say the doctor that she kills, but causes a regeneration or something. I don't know, but like it feels a bit obvious though. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
a red herring, you
No,
know?
I like it when you theorize. 19-year age gap between Matt Smith and River Song is all. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh
And then the real ending of this episode is
my God.
Amy seducing the Doctor.
Oh my God,
Oh yeah, I
so
forgot
good.
about that
I had to watch it twice.
bit. You're a fucking weird man.
Dude, like literally, I could not, my poor tiny little brain couldn't fucking compute what I was seeing on the screen.
It is the shortest skirt in the world, isn't
Like, if I was a kid watching this, that probably Karen Gillan probably would have been my first TV crush.
it? I think it was definitely. I don't remember ever really fancying Amy Ponto. Did you, Brad?
Oh, you must do, surely.
But not like. But
Must
my
be Rose,
go-to would
surely,
still be
wouldn't
Rose. I
Ooh.
don't know, Rose is very chubby. If Rose and Amy were in a room, I Rose
Maybe.
all day, every day.
No,
No way.
I've got some with Brad. Yeah.
Wow, this is mental. This is going to
Yeah.
be a poll on the
Oh,
Very good. So, yeah, so then that leads us into the next time trailer because, by the way, Stephen Moffat regrets this ending as like this is his biggest regret out of his whole time as Doctor Who. He doesn't think he should have let the companion kiss the Doctor like that. But then that leads us
really?
into the next time trailer, which is the Doctor takes Rory and Amy on a date because he feels bad. What did you think, Jack? Vampires in Venice?
Well, I put next time three words: Venice, vampires, and vixens.
What's
Because,
Vixen?
like women. I was
Oh, okay.
trying to be clever and have three V words, Venice, vampires, and I was sitting there, I was like, what? The vixens. There you go.
Excited?
It looks interesting. I mean, the vampires are pretty good.
Yeah, vampires are pretty good. Brad, do you remember much
Because
about the vampire episode?
I'm going to say, it looks like it has a lot of potential, but having already seen it, it doesn't live up.
Fair enough. That is next week. This is now. Shall we do Love It or Hate It?
think we should. Brad, God, you start.
Tough one, this one, to be fair. I'm sort of edging in the middle, but as an overall two-parter, I probably would just about edge to love it. But it is still overly complex and a weaker Angel story than the first.
Fair enough. Jack Phillips.
Yeah, it's going to be a love it for me. I do think it was slow to begin with. I do agree with what you're saying. There's too many angels. There was a lot of kind of like things that happened to further the plot along or
Yeah.
stop the plot. But I've got to say, the second episode brings it back for me. The corridor scene, the shooting corridor scene, the one-liners, the whole bit in the forest where they're getting closer and closer,
Yeah, yeah.
and the bit with the end where they're just like, where she has to like stumble through them and they start looking at her like. It, yeah, it's lovely for me. But what about you, Josh?
It's barely a love it for me. Like you said, pretty much just because of that second episode. It is nowhere near as good as it should be. It's passable. But I think that's all for now. Thank you everybody for
Do we?
listening, as always.
No,
Oh, what?
I was just going to add on the end. Do you actually think there's a weaker two-parter than this?
What,
This
out of
could
the
be the
whole
weakest.
of Doctor Who?
What we've watched so far.
What we've watched so far.
I
Oh,
think this
that's
is the
fucking
weakest two-parter.
I have to go
ever.
back now.
Cannot be ever. I'm gonna put up
Of
the
the first
episodes
four
list.
series, yes.
So we've got the Slovene two-parter. That's worse. Oh, I don't know that it
Yeah, okay,
is.
maybe I forgot about that one, but
I don't
I'd
mind
rather
the
rewatch
Slovene.
that.
Yeah, I agree with you. The
More fun.
Gasmask Children one.
Great two-parter.
It's not a great two-parter. The
Disagree, to be
Cybermen
fair.
two-parter is worse than this.
No, I disagree. I'd still prefer to watch that.
No, the Cybermen
That was
two-parter
the
is
parallel
worse.
world one.
The Ood ones, that's
Great
better.
episodes.
Yeah, that's much better. Oh, the Dalek one in see it with Donna. That's with Martha, sorry, that's worse
Martha.
than this.
I still probably disagree. I
No.
don't know. Let's close that one.
The Human Nature and Family of Blood, that is the
Great
best
episodes.
two-parter ever, yeah. The Sontaran ones, that's worse than this.
No, I disagree. I think that's fair.
And then Silence in the Library, and then the finale. Yeah, I think
Great
the
episodes. It's
Cyberman
down there.
two-parter, the Dalek one, and the last one I just said, all worse than this.
Definitely down there.
Sontarans.
Weak.
Right, thanks for listening. See you next time, guys.
Adios, amigos.
Bye.